You're listening to SBS News.
Employees in any business in Australia are guaranteed certain rights. But for independent contractors in the food delivery industry, there is little in place to protect them. It's a dangerous void that the Transport Workers Union and DoorDash are hoping to address. Michael Kane is from the TWU.
One of the most important gig companies in the world, DoorDash, largest footprint in food delivery in the world, has decided that it should step forward with the Transport Workers Union and seek a standard-setting body to make this industry better.
For riders and drivers on the road like Nabin Aldikari, the first step towards making their job safer and better regulated is welcome news.
We got the way now, so we just need to work on that. And yeah, definitely this initiation will actually help us to work on that pathway. Like, you know, we have been fighting for this, and this is definitely a really good initiation that the DoorDash has taken off, because this is a really great thing to hear.
The agreed six-point plan would guarantee workers access to rights and entitlements, as well as transparency, contribution to a collective voice, dispute resolution processes, and education and training. Michael Kane says driver safety will remain paramount, but monitoring the amount of hours worked is still problematic if workers switch between platforms and delivery providers.
The issue of pay and safety are inextricably linked. If you're not paid enough, or if you have to work too fast, then there is a direct correlation with safety outcomes. And unfortunately, in a recent 18-month period, we saw 7 riders lose their lives in the Sydney and Melbourne markets. And that's what this is all about. We need to get standards in place that lift those pressures, that provide workers a fair return so that they don't feel compelled to work too fast or too long to make a living, and that provide companies with what they need, which is the capacity to continue offering this type of work, and a level playing field so that competition's on the basis of innovation, not on the basis of dragging down standards and putting riders in danger.
Nabin Aldikari agrees that another concern is to get greater regulation around drivers working long hours for multiple platforms.
Pretty much impossible to track down the driver, how they will be doing on a multiple platform. It's definitely a really hard thing to do, and all the platforms need to tie up with them and have a proper contact. And probably on the driver also, like, you know, if I want to do 8 hours on the DoorDash and 2 hours on Uber, then it will be straight 20 hours.
The current plan doesn't address the issue of superannuation for workers, but the Transport Workers Union says that matter and other concerns facing the gig economy will be addressed in a second phase of talks. Tina Quinn, SBS News.